Cafe, 4 p.m. End of day, his strides casual, meeting me, just me, here standing at the cafe bar, tossing aside charcoal suit jacket, red tie loosened, top button of dark shirt released with one flick of thumb, pulling tie off in one smooth motion, stretching with earthy growl, listening to me, just me. Espresso ordered, eyes caress my mouth, fingers begin their ritual, undoing one smooth cuff, then the other, still watching me speak. I can tell he's listening to the moist sounds of my tongue in motion. Hands capture Turkish cotton and fold upward, and then again and again, another sleeve until male forearms are naked, flexing worn work fingers, tracing my thigh, almost too far, almost, and then stop. To sip the sweet darkness from such a small cup in such a large, thoughtful hand, catching me over the rim, laughing with still warm memory. I can tell he's wanting me again, now, right now. Without words, I slip, already wet, through strangers to find the room of intimacy. I can tell he's following. I can tell he's going to tongue me again. Oh, please, again. As I stand pressed against the rough wall, I can tell he's going to fuck me hard again. Oh, please, again. With his sleeves rolled up. God, those bare arms, those hands gripping my ass so tight. Pulling me to him, onto his cock, taking me because he can, because I need to be stretched, to be filled, to be hurt, until I come crying into those arms, whispering all my need into his chest.